Check, check.
Here you go. Check, check, check. Check, check, check. Your screen's broken.
No, frozen.
Frozen.
Check, check, check.
Well, I can yell.
Her screen's frozen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the January 11th, 2018.
You can't start.
They're not recording me, are they?
No.
I'm sorry. Okay. You're right. So much for our short meeting. We'll try again. No scribe can take this down in writing, I guess, anymore, huh? Whatever happened to the old recording secretaries, huh? Yeah, the court recorder still sits there.
I have a granddaughter that does that thing.
Yeah.
So did you ever, she ever tell you how it works?
I marvel at how they do that. Just imagine, yeah.
It's only got about 10 keys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many symbols and that mean, yeah.
You don't have a clue.
Yeah, almost like full sentences with one click, you know.
Seems to be. Rebooted. She was pregnant when the baby was born. Which is just recent. Her baby was like 4 months old. She had 2 months that she was off, but they brought her work to her. And she
You know, I think I got this in Colorado.
No, not around here.
At one of my favorite Western stores. I can't think of the name. Starts with a T. They have a chain of them in Colorado, and mostly jackets I picked up in.
I can't find any like that.
No, you got to go to the real cow country. Boot Barn doesn't have them. I get most of them in Texas or something like that. Yeah. Shepherds in Texas. I've mail ordered from them before. Yeah. And there's a whole lineup of stores, starts with a C, not Christiansen's or something. You follow them all the way from all the way through New Mexico through to San Antonio and all that country to Dallas. There's stores darning in every. And I'd stop at all of them and buy a different jacket each one. It'll last me forever, yeah, right. Yeah, I do my shopping at the craziest places. My favorite bootmakers in Nogales, Arizona. Paul Bond. The most comfortable boots I ever wore. Where, huh?
There's a prison in Oklahoma that makes boots.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. Well, speaking of prisons, I don't think I've worn it here, but I've got a beautiful horsehair braided belt. Check, check. All right. Good morning and welcome to the January 11th, 2018 meeting of the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission. Hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's. Now it's time to get back to work. Roll call, please, Secretary.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Harrison.
Here.
Commissioner Moultrie.
Here.
Commissioner Hawkins.
Here.
Chairman Campbell.
Here. Would you please stand and join me at the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, I will open the meeting for public comment. That is for comments not on the agenda for today. And I have one speaker slip for Mr. Greening.
Good morning. I'm Eric Greening. Happy New Year to everyone. And it will be happy if it keeps raining. At least it's started recognizing that that's something it can do. I would like to thank Commissioner Campbell for an excellent convivial year as chair. He has a way of moving the meeting along without making anyone feel pushed, and I think that's an admirable balance of
thank you, sir.
Being able to run a meeting. And I hope his successor, whoever it is able to do as well. I think the big issue I want to discuss this morning, earlier this week, the county supervisors had something fairly unusual, an appeal hearing on a lot line adjustment. Since lot line adjustments have been restricted to just the minor ones of four or less, those don't happen very often. But this was in the Squire Canyon area, and it was related to a proliferation of wells and a lot of concern about water supply. And a question that I asked on the record, no one had an answer for. What is the sustainable yield here? In fact, no one even had an answer for what is the formation here? This area downstream, near but not at San Luis Obispo Creek. In some old maps, you see that as part of the San Luis Obispo Valley groundwater basin, but SGMA doesn't recognize it as such. I guess current studies don't recognize it as such. What is it? Does it have any connection with underflow of San Luis Obispo Creek? Are there just sort of isolated pockets in the rock? What is an aquifer in this area? Without answers to those questions, it's hard to know, first of all, what is a sustainable yield there, and second of all, what are prudent development decisions, even lot line adjustment decisions, in terms of whether to condition things with what well can be used where and so on, because those decisions should be related to questions of sustainable yield. And so I realize that raises a much larger issue. We have put so much focus on SGMA, and on the county level, we put so much focus on the water supply issues in the areas, often co-located with SGMA areas, where our RMS pays attention to water supply as part of the equation, that we kind of forget that there are large regions of the county that are not under either SGMA or our RMS system, but for which questions of sustainable yield and other water-related questions are central. I think one New Year's resolution for 2018 is, rather than get caught blindsided each time something happens in such an area, perhaps planning needs to sit down with Public Works, develop the materials for a study session at your commission, and essentially have such a study session around the question of, number one, what are the areas that don't have the scrutiny they need, don't have the knowledge they need? Number two, what are our strategies for developing that knowledge? And number three, what resources in the planning department and outside the planning department need to be tapped, and how do we get it onto the work program? Because I think this situation we had Tuesday certainly isn't unique, and it will be cropping up all too often, even as most of the press attention and public attention go to Sigma basins. We still have an awful lot of people depending on wells that are nowhere near a Sigma basin and whose capacity is not fully known. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Good topic. At this point, I will close public comment, seeing that we have no more slips. And we will go to commission business. And first thing, it would be the election of new officers for 2018.
Chairman Campbell? Chairman Campbell, let's...
Well, do you want to update us first?
Planning staff updates.
All right, go ahead. I had it just the opposite in my sheet here, so you changed it on me.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Steve McMaster is County Planning. So as an update, I just have a couple items. One is to, per usual, go over the docket for the next upcoming Planning Commission hearings. So the Thursday, January 25th hearing, I think last month I indicated that was looking to be canceled. It is not. There was at least one item that had to be scheduled for that date. And we have a couple other items that are now on there. Two of the items are actually building envelope modifications. It's kind of unusual. We ended up with two on the same agenda, but and we don't get a lot of those coming before the commission. One of the locations is down in South County near Cimarron Way, and then the other is in the area right off Los Osos Valley Road, just outside of the city of San Luis Obispo. Also on that agenda is a wireless communications facility up at Branch Union, near Branch Road and Union Road intersection. The February 8th agenda, we've got two items tentatively scheduled. One is a third time extension for a public works project. And that is down in the Oceano area, and it has to do with flooding improvements, a very pertinent topic, because I believe it has to do with improvements in the area that just flooded last weekend. And then the other is another wireless communications facility, and that is out near the Ground Squirrel Hollow area in North County, east of Paso. So those are the updates. I think we have a second meeting in February, but that docket is still kind of in flux right now. So I think that's it for the agendas. The other item that we have is I just wanted to take this opportunity on behalf of the department to thank Chairman Campbell for his 2 years of consecutive chairmanship. As a number of past and current board members say, the Planning Commission does the heavy lifting on a lot of items. And I think that's certainly true of the past couple of years with the commission. And Chair Campbell has very capably and professionally helped navigate the commission through a number of issues and projects, most notably Phillip 66 and the cannabis ordinance, two large projects or items for any commission to handle. And I think Chair Campbell has done so with a very consistent and genuine regard for the public's opportunity to comment, as well as, I'm going to echo Eric Greening's, also a very very capable way of moving meetings along without cutting short discussion or especially the public's ability to comment. So on behalf of the department, I just want to thank Chairman Campbell. So.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Now it's time, huh? We'll look for nominations for a chairman and vice chairman for next year, this year.
Mr. Chair, I would nominate Commissioner Harrison, who's our vice chair now, to be chairman for the following year.
I would second that.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call, please, Secretary.
Commissioner Moltari?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Harrison?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawkins?
Yes.
Chairman Campbell?
Yes. Welcome aboard our new chairman, and he'll carry on with the vice chair.
to stay here until we get this.
Yeah, until we get.
I'll just stay here till my share's done.
Yeah.
Is that back?
Well, thanks for the nomination. I appreciate the board. Hopefully I can carry this group forward in a friendly way and get the work done. And I would like to call for nominations for vice chair for 2018.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Commissioner Moultari for vice chair.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Hawkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Moultari?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
And Chairman Harrison?
Yes. I changed them around already.
Okay. Thank you. Leave it to chair now.
Yes.
And I need my card.
Oh, and his card?
Yeah. My card.
Okay. Okay, our next item of business is a consent calendar. Does anyone have any thing they'd like to pull from the consent calendar? Any comments on the consent calendar? If not, ask for a motion for approval.
I shall move.
I'll second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Call a roll, please.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Moultari?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawkins?
Yes.
Chairman Harrison?
Yes. And our next item of business is a request by Dottie and T-Mobile West LLC for a conditional use permit for a wireless communications facility.
Item number 5 is a request by Dottie and T-Mobile West LLC for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2016-00097. Supervisorial District 4, Project Manager Young Choi.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Young Choi, Staff Planner and Project Manager for DRC 2016-00097. Conditional use permit for T-Mobile West LLC. Our project applicant representative, Mr. Jesse Gilham, could not make it to the meeting today due to the freeway closure between Ventura and Santa Barbara, so please excuse Mr. Jesse for not being here today. The applicant, T-Mobile, is proposing a new wireless communication tower in Nipomo, disguised as a fake eucalyptus tree. This wireless communication tower is to primarily serve Nipomo residents east of US 101, especially the neighborhood on East Taft Street and Nipomo High School as well. It will be disguised as an 80-foot tall faux eucalyptus tree in about 400 square foot leased area enclosed by 6 foot and 6 inches tall fence. Our parcel is located just outside of the Nipomo Urban Reserve line, and it is zoned as agricultural land use category. And the project is about 600 feet north from the Pioneer and Oakland Avenue intersection. We have our aerial photo here. You can see the US 101 and Taft Street. And looking a little closer, we are actually just about 450 feet north of the County Fire Cal Fire Station number 20. And the lease area, like I mentioned, is about 400 square feet. The site plan was provided by T-Mobile. This is a general site plan, including grading and how the project will be encroaching. This is the site plan for the antennas. They are proposing 6 antennas total, 2 per sector, including the radio remote units per sector as well. And there is 1 microwave dish to connect to the donor site. Here on the green is the fig eucalyptus tree that I kind of provided. The red, as you can see, is the emergency generator. It will be powered by propane tanks. And the blue outlines are the equipment cabinets for the LTE and other equipments needed for T-Mobile. This is the elevation site view. You could see the fence. It is a chain link fence, 6 foot and 6 inches high. The eucalyptus tree is about 80 foot tall, and the antennas at the highest point will be about a 75 foot tall from the elevation. This photo simulation has been provided by the T-Mobile. This photo simulation is looking directly to the site, especially to the eucalyptus tree as provided. The next photo is viewing north from the fire station number 20, so about 450 foot south of the site location. You could actually see the elevation of the 80 foot tall tree actually blends in with the existing eucalyptus grove. You could see it just behind the proposed tower as well. Now, this view is from the Pomo High School football field. This location is about 2,000 feet away from the site, and you could barely see the eucalyptus grove, and you could see that it's actually shorter than the eucalyptus grove that is located just behind it. This photo is a similar full eucalyptus tree that was approved in the Pomo, and this is located on North Thompson Road, so you could see how this tree would look like when installed. And this is a propagation prediction map provided from T-Mobile. This shows the current LTE 2100 band usage and the proposed LTE 2100 proposed usage as well. Next slide, I have also same thing, but this one shows the LTE 700 band usage for current and the proposed. Staff recommendation is to adopt mitigated negative declaration, environmental document number 16-312, and to approve conditional use permit DRC 2016-00097 based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B. And before I move any further, I do have a request to amend one of the conditions that were listed in conditions of approval. That is condition number 9. And condition number 9 deals with landscape screening requirement for the site. However, staff has decided it is not necessary because there is already existing natural habitat that screens from residential neighborhood on the south. So this requirement would not be necessary for the applicant or for the project. And if there are any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions.
I should open and close the hearing?
Open the hearing.
Okay, I open the hearing.
Yeah. You got my sheet there?
Yes.
Second page will give you what you need.
Okay, I'll open the hearing. Is any public comment? Anyone wishing to testify? Turn in a slip. We don't have any slips, so I'm going to close public comment.
Many people.
And there's no public comment, so the applicant's not present. So is there anything from the commission that you'd like to make comments on this? Do we have a motion about this measure?
I'd move the staff recommendation to approve this conditional use permit subject to the conditions and based on the findings in the staff report.
Second.
Modified conditions with number 9 eliminated. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, just is a clarification. I just wanted to get a quick clarification. Were the rest of the conditions renumbered with the elimination of number 9, or just? Okay, so they were renumbered then.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was reflected.
Okay. I seconded it.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Ramona, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Moultrie?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawkins?
Yes.
Chairman Harrison?
Yes. And I think that that's all the... Would you like to introduce the next item? But I think it's been canceled,
yes, sir.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Item number 6 is a request by Debbie Vineyards, LLC, and AT&T Mobility for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2016-00045. Supervisory District Number 1, Project Manager Holly Phipps.
Do you need a motion to continue to a date certain?
Yeah, I was just going to reflect that the applicant had requested that this item be continued to the next hearing, so we recommend that the commission continue the item.
It doesn't seem like anybody's here to comment on it, so I'd move that we... continue item number 6 to our next regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to continue this to our next regular scheduled meeting. Ramona, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Moultrie?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Chairman Harrison?
Yes.
I move to take all testimony and documents into the record.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And I move for adjournment.
Second.
Have a motion for adjournment and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
This meeting's adjourned.